Were you ever late to something and it ended up being a problem because you were late? 1-800-330-9999. Producer Sean, explain yourself. We had a very special holiday party, even though it is January.
Yes, we had.
Somebody was very late.
We had our very, very annual holiday party, and I and my girlfriend Rachel were very late to this occasion. We usually start around 6 p.m. The issue is Rachel gets out of work at 5, and she's about 45 minutes away from her job. So she got there at 5:45. We had to get ready. We didn't end up showing up there until the awards were being given away, like around almost 6:45, 7 p.m. And there's nothing more awkward than when you walk in and everyone turns their head to look at you.
Well, because that's the important part, too, for the big bosses is they want to get the awards done. You know, they want to make that proper. The owner's there at that point. I was 26 minutes late to the event. I mean, coming in, which is just open bar time, so that's fine. But when Sean texted me, he's like, can you hold us seats? I was like, you'd be better off with somebody else. He's like, maybe not. And I was like, oh, well, that's going to be bad for you.
Right.
I think the worst part is, too, is when we walked in and everyone turned their heads, Rachel was like really awkward. She's like, oh, like, where's like Raven and Alicia and Anna? Like, we should find our seats. I'm like, no, let's just go to the bar first. Everyone's already staring at us.
Put out the vibe by the bar.
Yeah.
It's so awkward when you're late and then you have to walk in and people know that you're late. Mm. It's like the weirdest, ickiest feeling. You
feel
know?
Like you have to explain yourself to 30 people all of a sudden.
Yes.
It is strange.
And the worst part, well, I mean, I guess I could say the best part is now for like next year, I'm going to let Rachel know ahead of time, like, hey, maybe you could leave work a little earlier. So this is
again. You know, walking in, it's like dead silent during the awards.
Well,
like,
you guys
the door
were
opens.
A couple of the latest ones there. So there's that.
Yeah. I feel like we were the latest ones there.
1-800-330-9999. Nina, when were you late and it was a problem?
Yeah, so I'm notoriously late for my family's like gatherings. They have them like 2 times a month. We all get together. But we had family in town. I took a shower, put my phone on silent. They were ringing my phone off the hook. Then I started calling them back. They weren't picking up. But when I got to the house, everyone was really upset. My cousin had paid a photographer that could only be there for an hour to get a photo, like do a photo shoot of all of us. And it was like the last time all of our family was together. Like, we had family that had flown in. And so I'm not in any of the photos. And they had to like Photoshop me in a couple of them. But yeah, that I feel bad that I missed out on that, especially since we all haven't been together.
That stinks, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a bummer, right? And everybody's mad. And then the thing is, you're going to hear about it forever. Like, listen, you might not even like half the people in your family. You might be like, I'm never going to hang that picture anyway. But your mother's going to cry at least like 5 times over that photo over the next 20 years every time it comes up. And you'd be like, Ma, I'm right here. We're all still alive. It's fine. It's not. And they'd be like, if you miss me, just look over to me. No, it was a special photo. Okay.
You've been talking to my mom, clearly.
No, I know. I know the guilt.
All right. How about you? You ever get late to something or you're running late and you walk in and it's an issue? 1-800-330-9999. Were you ever late to something and it was actually a problem? 1-800-330-9999.
I'm so anxious today, Anna. I've got to get out of here on time because I'm having tires installed on my wife's car, which is really no big deal. You go to a tire shop, they could keep you there for hours. You actually have no idea when you're going to leave or get to go home. This time I'm having Walmart do it because they're cheaper. For some reason, there it's like a doctor's office. It says, we'll hold your appointment for 15 minutes.
Yes.
That's it. Only 15. Like, it's what happens after 15 minutes? The line could be 7 minutes deep. So I'm anxious. I have to get out of here on time. They have to put these tires on today.
I have a few of my doctor's offices that they've implemented this 5-minute rule.
Oh, yeah.
Where if you're not there within 5 minutes, then you lose everything. And to me, it's such a panic thing, you know?
I missed an appointment by 2 minutes, and I was standing in line for at least 4 at the doctor's office. I was furious, but I could not let that out. I had to swallow it.
Nina, when were you late and it was actually a problem?
Well, it was a problem because I feel like it changed the course of my life. So I had an interview to be a babysitter in middle school, and it was my first crush's little sister. And I thought this was going to be the ticket for us to spend a life together. I lost track of time playing with my friends. I was late for the interview with his parents and ended up never being the babysitter for his little sister. And we never got together.
As your friend, I could see how that's a bummer. As the mother, I am so glad you never made it to that.
Right?
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 You should not be watching any young children. You're only going for that job because you want to hang out with her big brother?
Yeah, pretty much.
I think it might have worked out.
I hope so, because it was devastating. It took a little time to get over.
When you're a certain age, right, those things are. They're life and death.
Julie, when did you show up late and it was a big deal?
I missed my cousin's destination wedding in the Bahamas because I showed up late to the airport and missed my flight and couldn't get another one that day.
Aww.
And I never got there, and I don't think she's ever going to forget me.
That's so disappointing.
Never made it to the Bahamas there on that trip.
No, and her wedding, and there were supposed to be events all weekend, and I got my flight. I thought I would make it. Got to security before my flight was like boarding, but the line was so long that I didn't make it to the gate in time. The plane pulled out.
I mean, that's on you. Yeah, if you don't make the flight there. But if you don't, like, you know, make it the next day or two, whatever, that's also your lack of effort after that. You're like, no, I'm good.
Yeah, you have to go still. Why
right.
didn't you just go?
The day after out? Or right. whatever, yeah.
Even if you miss it, like, at least you showed up. You got there as soon as you could to see her.
And I already spent a fortune on the original flight that I missed, and then it was going to cost me, like, twice as much to get a flight that next day. She's my cousin, and we're close, but we're not that close. But I think I'm going to feel guilty for the rest of my life now because she's showing everyone the pictures, and our whole family's in it, and I'm not there. Destination weddings, they're such a chore for everyone to get there, and it's so expensive. I don't think people should even have them.
Well,
just RSVP'd no in the first place.
That's what I'll do next time.
You know, it's a vacation where you brought an extra dress, but okay, that's just me.
Not everybody agrees with that, Raven.
I guess.
Yeah. I mean, sometimes people don't want a forced vacation when they don't want to do something that they didn't
plan.
That's
why you say no.
Right. No, that's
right.
True.
That's why you say no. But once you say yes.
You should go.
I messed up.